Roberts has been answering questions on a variety of subjects. He said today if four justices vote for a stay of execution and a fifth vote would keep the appeal alive temporarily, he would cast that vote. He said he opposes the use of foreign law in rendering U.S. court decisions. One of the most controversial subjects to come before the High Court this past year, Roberts suggested Congress could negate the impact of a ruling allowing local governments to seize homes for private development. Roberts says the government should not keep the news media from recording events to which the public has access. Among those things, he told the Senate Judiciary Committee, the government's response and recovery effort from the effects of Hurricane Katrina. Regarding cameras in the Supreme Court room, Roberts didn't exactly say whether they should be there, but he joked. Former Tennessee Senator Fred Thompson, now in the cast of TV's Law and Order, has assured him, he says, quote, television cameras are nothing to be afraid of. Thompson is shepherding the Roberts nomination process through the Senate. George Bush today thanked the scores of nations around the world that have offered or provided help to people on the Gulf Coast for recovering from Hurricane Katrina. Speaking to the United Nations General Assembly, Bush said just as Americans have seen the awesome power of nature, they've also witnessed the greater power of human compassion. Bush said the response shows the world is more compassionate and hopeful when we act together. Bush also urged the United Nations to take a tough stand against terrorism, even as it aids the needy in the world. He says fighting poverty, disease, and oppression is crucial to defeating terror networks because they feed off anger and despair. Bush said the war on terror won't be won by force of arms alone. He says terrorists must also be beaten in the battle of ideas. More than 160 deaths now confirmed in Baghdad after a series of rebel bomb attacks there today. Al-Qaeda in Iraq is claiming responsibility. They linked the attacks to the recent death of about 200 militants killed by U.S. and Iraqi forces in northern Iraq. This is Air America Radio News.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I want to send you a free tape about my proven system that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Call 1-800-600-8774 and get your life back. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich. Very rich. Call 1-800-600-8774 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Again, that's 1-800-600-8774.
No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
This is Rachel Maddow. Lots going on in the news this week. Day three of the confirmation hearings for the man who would be the youngest Supreme Court Chief Justice in 200 years. Dueling proposals on Capitol Hill for inquiries into the government catastrophe of Hurricane Katrina. Bush in New York to speak at the UN, a body he hates almost as much as the rest of his own country hates him right now. And the Rachel Maddow Show to help you sort it all out at the start of your day. Join me for Thursday's Rachel Maddow Show, Air America's Front Page. 5 a.m., 1190 WLIB.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We had interesting past 36 hours. Good God Almighty. Yesterday afternoon, I flew up to Minneapolis, St. Paul from here in Atlanta. Met with the Western Wisconsin Democrats and folks in that part of Western Wisconsin and Eastern Minnesota. We have an affiliate there, of course, Air America Minnesota, which is AM 950. Met a lot of just incredibly nice people, and I just want to say thanks, y'all, for inviting me up. We gave a talk last night on one of the satellite campuses, University of Wisconsin, and afterwards a bunch of us went out and drank some beer. Had a good time. I love hanging out with Midwestern liberals, I'll tell you. Janet Robert, who is the president of Air America Minnesota that is broadcast out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, was extremely gracious. Cindy Yonke, who is with the Democratic organization up there. They have a website. If you want to check them out, it's a great organization, WesternWisconsinDemocrats.org. They have a couple of events coming up this Saturday. Two events with Russ Feingold, senator one of the senators from Wisconsin. Two receptions in Pierce County. Go to the website and get all the information that you need about that. And then on the 24th of Saturday, the 24th, you know, the big peace march in D.C. There is a solidarity march in River Falls in western Wisconsin for folks who can't make it to D.C. And there's information about that, too. WesternWisconsinDemocrats.org. Just a great group of people. I'm just beat to a frazzle here. You know, I'm not a great fan of flying anyway, but we got on a plane this afternoon. What time was it, Kathy? About 3 o'clock. I didn't hear about 6. So I'm playing it kind of low-key tonight. Well, for the first 5 minutes. Don't worry about it, all right? But many thanks to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay for filling in for me the last two nights. They were great, and we'll definitely have them back again. Tonight, among other things, we have some outrageous Bush clips for you, taken from his magical mystery disaster tour a couple of days ago. It was a warm-up for tomorrow night's big address to the country. I take responsibility. I'm a half-witted, brain-dead dumbass, but I take responsibility. Ain't gonna do nothing about it. He's trying desperately. I mean, this guy has more balls in the air than, oops, be careful there, Malloy. But he's like a juggler. We'll talk about that tonight, too. You gotta hear these clips, though, these sound clips, to believe them. Did you know he's a problem solver? Huh? He tells you that, just like he used to tell us he's a war president. He's a uniter. He's a problem solver. He's a reformer who gets results. And we got nothing to worry about because of the devil. Chertoff is keeping him appraised. By the way, did you see the latest? It wasn't this poor, hapless, puppy dog looking freak who used to hang out with Arabian horses, Michael Brown, who was issuing the half witted orders that killed God knows how many hundreds of people. It was Chertoff himself. You see, Michael Brown has been designated the fall guy, but it was Chertoff who fell apart at the seams. The vampire-looking guy. You know, the guy looks like he's 700 years old. Anyway, tomorrow night, Bush is going to come out swinging with a live broadcast. From the disaster scene or from the White House? From the disaster? Oh, my goodness. He's going to have some corpses as his photo op. Bunch of corpses, some maybe some Blackwater USA mercenaries, a few 81st Airborne, 82nd Airborne folks. You know, some made in the USA boxes pasted over made in China boxes. You think he's going to get some corpses? Maybe he will. You know, some of the people in their 80s and 90s. Maybe some of those folks that laid in there for 10 days and bloated up about 25 times their normal body weight. Is that too gross and too graphic? Well, I've got gross and graphic for you tonight, folks. Anyway, Bush is hoping for another one of those World Trade Tower rubble bullhorn pole-boosting moments, right? Tomorrow night. It's not going to happen. This guy's toast. And since he is toast, and he knows it, and his advisors know it, look out. Did you hear this? Bush, I think it was yesterday, told Congress to examine whether the White House needs stronger powers to deal with catastrophes like Hurricane Katrina. He needs more power. He wants more power. This little Nazi dictator wants more power. According to Hearst newspapers, it says Bush is backing for this congressional inquiry into whether or not he needs more power, raised the possibility that lawmakers might expand presidential authority to, one, be able to order mandatory civilian evacuations, two, here it comes, dispatch U.S.-based armed forces for emergency search and rescue operations, and here it is, grant wider leeway for active-duty U.S. military personnel to carry out law enforcement operations. You see what's going on? Huh? You see what's going on? You little right-wingers whose asses I just love to chew on. I just love to kick right-wing ass all over the county. I really do. You little gun-crazed freaks who told everybody in the South that Al Gore were going to come and take your guns. Remember that? You remember? And now it's George Bush taking the guns. Now they're going to send U.S. military personnel for law enforcement. That's the kind of power Bush wants. You know what that's called? You know what that's called? You little right-wing carpet chewers. Do you know what that's called? Huh? When the military, in any country, when the military takes over primary law enforcement responsibilities, you know what that's called? Huh? You little tweakers, you. Bush said, it's really important that we take a step back and learn lessons. That we're in a position to adequately answer the question, are we prepared for major catastrophes? It sounds like somebody who is insane, who hears voices and is talking to himself, right? Hey, we got to step back. You got to step back? Have you heard those reports that his aides were afraid to tell him what was going on because he's a snarly bastard in the White House and they're all intimidated of Bush? Let me ask you something, Truth Seeker. Would you be intimidated of this guy? I don't want to hear it. Wait a minute. This is the guy that says he gets all his news from people he can trust, right? From unfiltered types, his aides. Well, according to his aides, they're terrified to tell him anything because they know he's a drunk, because they know he's a little incipient dictator, and now he wants more power. He went on to say if there was a terrorist attack with weapons of mass destruction, like germ warfare agents, we got to make sure we understand the lessons learned to be able to deal with catastrophe. Apparently, that's the word of the week, catastrophe. Speaking of catastrophe, did you catch this one? His partner in crime, Cheney, shortly after Katrina, ripped this devastation through the Southern Golf Course. Cheney dumped on the sick and the injured in hospitals in the affected areas. Gordon in Oklahoma sent me the link. It's from the Hattiesburg, Mississippi newspaper. Cheney took time from his busy schedule house shopping to contact power companies with a directive to restore power to an oil pipeline company in Mississippi. That delayed return of electric power to hospitals and the restoration of water services by 24 hours. This murderous bastard actually did this. Huh? Hattiesburg, Mississippi newspaper. The Hattiesburg American. You want to do it yourself? HattiesburgAmerican.com. The article was published September 11th. Power crews diverted. Shortly after Hurricane Katrina roared through South Mississippi, knocking out electricity and communication systems, the White House ordered power restored to a pipeline. That order to restart two power substations that served Colonial Pipeline Company delayed efforts by at least 24 hours to restore power to two rural hospitals and a number of water systems. What do these people have to do, especially to you right-wingers? What do they have to do to you? Do they have to come in your homes and rape your daughters and beat your wives senseless? Do they have to throttle your husbands and rape your sons before you realize what they are?
Why don't you go ahead and turn off the sun? Because we'll never live long. Under everything they've done to you.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
The new album from Dar Williams, My Better Self, in stores now. Stereotype magazine writes, Dar Williams may be the best female singer-songwriter in America today. And her latest album demonstrates why.
Every time you love just a little, take one step closer to solving a riddle.
My Better Self includes performances with Soul Live, Marshall Crenshaw, and Patti Larkin, as well as a duet with Andy DeFranco on an incredible version of Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. See Dar Williams on tour nationally this fall. Visit darwilliams.com for tour dates and music. My Better Self, the new album from Dar Williams. Available at Borders Books and Music.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method. What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for a free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-992-5736. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736.
We gotta solve problems. We're problem solvers.
Sorry, I got a little radical there, didn't I? But that's my question. I just don't understand. You right-wingers, in the first place, you make me sick to my stomach that you can be this stupid in living in America in 2005. I don't understand you, and I don't ever want to understand you. I wish you'd leave. I just wish you would go, you know, just get out of my country, you know? I really wish you would. It is my country. This country belongs to liberals and Democrats and normal people. You fringe right wingers, you got control of all three branches of government, don't you? You evil little bastards. But it's still not your country. And here you have a vice president of the United States that says, what, people are in hospitals without power? People in little towns without water? Screw them! Get the oil, get the gasoline thing on. I've got an interest in that. Halliburton built that pumping station. Get it back online. 24 hours. Jim Compton, general manager of the South Mississippi Electric Power Association, which distributes power that rural electric cooperatives sell to consumers and businesses, he says, I considered it a presidential directive to get the pipelines operating. He said, I reluctantly agreed to pull half our transmission crews off other projects and made getting the gasoline pumping station and made that a priority. Our people were told to work until it was done. Compton said, we were led to believe a national emergency was created when the pipelines were shut down. What was a national emergency? The oil companies couldn't continue to rake their profit out of the Northeast for 24 hours so that power could be restored to hospitals. These are evil sons of bitches. Do you understand that, truth seeker? These are wicked, wicked people. If you support Bush or you support Cheney, your ass is going to burn in hell for all eternity. You Christian thugs, I'm telling you, hell is waiting for you if you support these guys. These are murderers. These are killers. These are people who only believe in money. And you Christians who are fake, quotes around the word Christian, who've constructed this elaborate hellfire and brimstone, it's waiting for you. Trust me, I know. Dan Jordan, who is the manager of the Southern Pines Electric Power Association, said Dick Cheney called and left voicemails twice after the storm struck, saying the gasoline substation needed power restored immediately. So the Hattiesburg American newspaper writes, Cheney's office referred calls about this to the Department of Homeland Security. Calls there were referred to someone named Kirk Whitworth, who would not take a telephone message and required questions from the newspaper in the form of an email. Susan Castiglione, senior manager of corporate and public affairs with this Colonial Pipeline, refused to return phone calls. You see what these sons of bitches do? You ask them a question, they give you the middle finger. Get out of my face. People in hospitals need the power. Screw them. They're going to die anyway. Mr. Compton said workers who are trying to restore substations that power two rural hospitals, Stone County Hospital in Wiggins, Mississippi, and George County Hospital in Loosedale, Mississippi, were told that they had to work on the Colonial Pipeline Project instead. Mindy Osborne, emergency room coordinator at Stone County Hospital, said the power was not restored until 6 days after the storm. She said she didn't even have the number of patients who were hospitalized during the week after the storm, but she said yes, 24 hours earlier would have been a help. A line foreman for the rural power company down there, who was in charge, a guy named Matt Reedy, who was in charge of one of the teams that worked to power the substations and ignore the hospitals, said, quote, "We were told to stay with it until we got power restored. We had real safety issues because there were fires in the trees, on the lines, and broken power poles." Reedy described working on the lines in the dark like attempting to clear fallen trees out of a yard with a flashlight and a chainsaw. Everything was dangerous, he said. But they were forced to do it! Reedy said the crew members didn't even know they were restoring power to pipelines until after the job was done. And how did he feel about that? Mr. Reedy asked the newspaper reporter, "Is this on the record?" When told it was, he said, "Oh, well then, we're all glad we were able to help."
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
President Bush's approval ratings are plumbing new depths, and when push comes to shove, when Bush comes to rove and says, "Turd Blossom, you got me into this, now get me out," you're going to need an intelligent guide back to reality. The Nation Magazine. Right now you can try The Nation absolutely free. There's a reason why it's America's fastest growing journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant or Oval Office spin. In an age when a favored White House reporter turns out to be a male escort in disguise, The Nation's 140-year-old journalistic integrity is more essential than ever. Just call 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com. Try their free 4-issue mini subscription. After 4 weeks, you can write cancel on the invoice. But most of our listeners happily sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. So do it. Read The Nation for 4 weeks risk-free. The number again is 800-999-6863 or visit readthenation.com.
Does your vacuum cleaner earn its keep? Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Oreck XL is so powerful it cleans the world's finest hotels, yet it uses one-third as much electricity as most other uprights. Try my Oreck XL risk-free, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. Nobody works harder to give you more value for your money than I do.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard. It's Nature Made.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals.
leaving work on time. Because at 5 o'clock, you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. New Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
THVitamins.com announces a new cutting-edge weight loss breakthrough, Lumitol AC, appetite control with thermogenic fat burning and an immediate source of energy. That's our promise. The ingredients are 7-keto green tea concentrate, caffeine, citrus aranthium, and Slimaluma, an Indian plant that out-hoodias hoodia, so you burn fat and get energy without having to fight hunger. A perfect weight loss formula that really works. Start sculpting your new body today with TH Vitamins Buy 2, Get 1 Free Special. It's guaranteed, so you have nothing to lose but your fat. Order online from THVitamins.com or call 1-800-283-2833. That's THVitamins.com or 1-800-283-2833. And while you're at it, check out THVitamins.com's website for big savings on all your health needs. THVitamins.com. We make good health affordable.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HDH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HDH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HDH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
This is Steve Earle inviting you to join the revolution as we enlist musicians, authors, actors, and anyone else that isn't afraid to be heard on this Pinko Radio Network and find out what they've been listening to. This week's guest on the revolution starts now is Air America's own Mark Maron.
Yeah, revolution starts.
So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
Revolution starts now.
One of the big concerns early on was the southern oil fields. And at least in the south, they are secure, and that is positive news for all of us.
Now, of course, what he was talking about there was Iraq, right? Just like the Burmen made sure they protected the oil fields in Iraq after their murderous invasion, while antiquities were looted and yada yada, and the demon Rummy said, "I keep seeing the same vase stolen over and over again on TV." It's the same thing in southern Mississippi, exactly the same thing. And this lard-ass white governor down there, Haley Barbour, who should be in prison for some of the scams he's pulled, used to be the head of the Republican National Committee. He just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, doesn't he? Have you seen pictures of him? That great big old white gut hanging over his belt, the disgusting looking thug. He wouldn't say bat squeeze regarding Bush if he had a mouthful of it. Oil is more important than anything to these monsters, more important than saving lives, more important than restoring power to a hospital or two, for God's sake. Remember when Bush came out, when it was a week or 10 days ago, and finally admitted that the reason we're in Iraq is to secure the oil fields? You just heard him. That story got lost in the Katrina coverage, didn't it? I said this last week, Bush has hit the trifecta again. And as we get deeper in the program tonight, you know, I'm going to restate it again. This murder, this mass killing, this mass abandonment of black folks stuck in New Orleans was deliberate, conscious, and planned. And what's going to happen now, as New Orleans or southern Louisiana, southern Mississippi is restored, the black property owners are going to be moved out. They're going to be shuffled away someplace. Here, go to Utah. Here's a sack of chitlins. Now go on to Utah. Here's a ham bone. Here, we'll give you a couple free passes to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now go on to Houston. But we're going to take over down here, this prime oceanfront property. What you niggas doing living on it? You ain't on it no more, are you, boy? I am so disgusted with the leadership in this country. I am just so disgusted. And I just, you know, I wonder what it will take for right-wingers to understand that they are supporting one of the most criminal, evil, wicked, Christ-murdering regimes ever to have assumed power in the United States. Well, you know, like I said, what will it take? Do they have to come in and assault your family members? Is will that do it for you? Man. Louisiana Governor Blanco says that 2 days after Katrina, desperate for help, she kept trying to call Bush, couldn't get through, didn't get a call back. Finally, after hours and several tries, she called and got through. Haley Barbour, this overfed porker who runs Mississippi, this white racist former RNC head, this filthy, disgusting, lard-encased thug, Haley Barbour. Barbour didn't have to wait to talk to Bush. In fact, Barbour said in an interview with USA Today, Bush called him 3 to 4 times. I never called him, Barbour said. He always called me. Gee, I wonder why that is, huh? Why do you suppose that is? Because Barbour's one of those people who knows where the bodies are born or buried. Speaking of bodies, I got to share this with you. Not long enough to be an Uncle Mike story corner, but this is Maureen Dowd today. She writes, I hate spending time in hospitals and nursing homes. I find them to be some of the most depressing places on earth. Maybe that's why the stories of the sick and elderly who died, 45 in a New Orleans hospital and 34 in St. Rita's nursing home, and the devastated St. Bernard Parish outside New Orleans haunt me so. You're already vulnerable and alone when suddenly you're beset by nature and betrayed by your government. At St. Rita's nursing home, 34 seniors fought to live with what little strength they had as the lights went out and the water rose over their legs, over their shoulders, over their mouths. As Gardner Harris wrote in the Times, the failed defenses included a table nailed against a window and a couch pushed against a door. Several electric wheelchairs were gathered near the front entrance, maybe by patients who dreamed of evacuating. Their drowned bodies were found swollen and unrecognizable a week later. And, as Mr. Harris reported, quote, draped over a wheelchair, wrapped in a shower curtain, lying on the floor in several inches of muck. At Memorial Medical Center, victims also suffered in 100-degree heat and died, some while waiting to be rescued in the 4 days after Katrina hit. As Louisiana's death toll spiked to 423 yesterday, the state charged St. Rita's owners with multiple counts of negligent homicide, accusing them of not responding to warnings about the hurricane. Louisiana State Attorney General said, quote, in effect, I think that their inactions resulted in the death of these people, end quote. President Bush continued to try to spin his own inaction yesterday, but he may finally have reached a patch of reality beyond spin. Now he's the one drowning, unable to rescue himself by patting small black children on the head during photo ops and making scripted attempts to appear engaged. He can keep going back down there, as he will again on Thursday when he gives a televised speech to the nation, but he can never compensate for his tragic inattention during days when so many lives could have been saved. Oh, he made the ultimate sacrifice and admitted his administration had messed up, something he'd refused to do through all of the other screw-ups, from phantom weapons of mass destruction and the tortured Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo to the miscalculations on the Iraq occupation and the insurgency, which will soon claim 2,000 young Americans. How many places will be in shambles by the time the Bush crew leaves office? Given that the Bush team has dealt with both crises, both Gulf crises, Iraq and Katrina, with the same deadly mixture of arrogance and incompetence and a refusal to face reality, it's frightening to think how it will handle the most demanding act of government domestic investment since the New Deal. Even though we know W likes to be in his bubble with his feather pillow, the stories this week are breathtaking about the lengths the White House staff had to go in order to capture incurious George's attention. Newsweek reported that the reality of Katrina did not sink in for the president until days after the levees broke, turning New Orleans into a watery grave. It took a virtual intervention of his top aides to make W watch the news about the worst natural disaster in a century. Dan Bartlett made a DVD of newscasts on the hurricane to show the president on Friday morning as he flew down to the Gulf Coast. The aides were scared to tell the isolated president that he should cut short his vacation by a couple of days, Newsweek said, because he can be, quote, cold and snappish in private, end quote. Mike Allen wrote in Time magazine about one, quote, youngish aide, end quote, who was so terrified about telling Mr. Bush he was wrong about something during the first term, he had, quote, dry heaves, end quote, afterward. The president had to be truly zoned out not to jump at the word hurricane, given that he has always used his father's term as a reverse playbook, and his father almost lost Florida in 92 because of his slow-footed response to Hurricane Andrew. And Bush's chief of staff, Andy Card, was the White House transportation secretary that the senior President Bush sent to the rescue after FEMA bungled that one. W has said he prefers to get his information straight up from aides rather than filtered through newspapers or newscasts, but he surrounds himself with weak sisters who don't have the nerve to break bad news to him, or ideologues with agendas that require warping reality, or chuckle-headed cronies like Brownie. The president should stop haunting New Orleans looking for that bullhorn moment. It's too late. Yeah. But he'll be down there Thursday, won't he? Huh? Can you imagine? We have an American president who honestly, truly, deeply doesn't give a damn what happens to American citizens. What? He had to be forced to watch a DVD to find out what was happening in this country, that people were dying and drowning and suffocating in swill and muck. He doesn't care. He hasn't found Christ. He's found Satan.
George W. Bush, gonna give us a push.
I don't worry about anything here in Washington, D.C.
And you, he's the man who'll do what's right for me and you.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. Did you know there's finally a different form of vitamin E? Ester E, a unique form of natural E, captured for the first time in a supplement. It's the only E I take because only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And it's all natural, so it's readily absorbed. Take ester E, like me, E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection, ester protection.
Look for ester E and ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin has proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-600-2113 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-600-2113. That's 1-800-600-2113.
It's time for the ultimate ATV deal at Bombardier ATV's Fall Clearance Event. Get up to 6 times longer warranty coverage than the competition. A full 3 years on Bombardier ATVs, like the most powerful and versatile Outlander. Plus rebates up to $800 on 05 and prior models. Hurry, because this ultimate deal ends September 30th. Find a Bombardier ATV dealer near you at BRP.com. Offer ends 9/30/05. Riders must be at least 16 years old and have taken a training course. See dealer for complete offer details.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
One of the Houston television stations, I believe it's a television station, is reporting that of the evacuees that were sent to that to Texas so far. At least 53 of them are dead. Yeah, that's Channel 2 in Houston. Two suicides. Most of the 35 deaths, it says, were heart attacks, complications from cancer, people who had been evacuated from nursing homes and hospices. Waiting, waiting, waiting for someone to help them. Jesus. A little bit later tonight, we'll cover some of the Roberts hearings yesterday and today, as well as, time permitting, that is. Roberts really showed his hypocrisy over so-called conflicts of interest, especially the Hamdi case. Is it Hamdi or a Padilla case? I think it was the Padilla case. So, lots of catching up to do here. From Ryan, dear Mike, another damage control speech tomorrow night full of filthy lies is scheduled to be force-fed to the nation. The way I see it, the speech has three objectives. One, to deflect federal blame and lack of competence and leadership by smokescreen of, quote, the system failed and needs to be fixed, end quote. Two, display some fake empathy from the soulless killer, and three, to continue to expand on the constant policy of fear on the American public. Just add hurricanes now to the list. The list of things that Bush wants us to believe he and his incompetent thugs will protect us from. Then Ryan writes, how long is the American public going to fall for this dog and pony show? Every time Bush's approval ratings tumble, do they still believe the things that come out of this filthy sewer? How far will the collective IQ in this country fall before a process begins to rid us of this constant source of embarrassment and shame? Will we have to return to being hunter-gatherers? Here's how we fix the system, Ryan writes. Impeach him! P.S. I wonder how many minutes into the speech it will be until he ties the hurricane to 9/11, Iraq, or terrorism. My guess is 2 minutes. Care to start a contest? Oh, it was the Hamdi case. All right, we'll get to that in next hour, I think. Recovery team members wearing white protective suits and black boots stopped at houses in New Orleans. The houses with spray-painted markings on the doors designating that there were dead bodies inside. Outside one house on Kentucky Street, a member of the Army 82nd Airborne Division summoned a reporter and a photographer standing nearby and told them that if they took pictures or wrote a story about the body recovery process, he, the soldier, would take away their press credentials and kick them out of the state. According to the Houston Chronicle, or San Francisco Chronicle, the soldier said, no photos, no stories. On Saturday, after being challenged in court by CNN, the Bush administration agreed not to prevent the news media from following the efforts to recover the bodies of Hurricane Katrina victims. But on Monday in the Bywater District, that assurance wasn't being followed. The 82nd Airborne soldier told reporters the Army had a policy that requires media to be 300 meters, more than three football fields in length, 300 meters away from the scene of body recoveries in New Orleans. The Army has a policy.
The Army has a policy. By Christ, the Army! Do you understand, citizen? If reporters wrote stories or took pictures of body recoveries, they would be reported and they would face consequences, the 82nd Airborne said, including a loss of access for close-up coverage of certain military operations. Dean Nugent of the Louisiana State Coroner's Department, who accompanied the soldier, added that it wasn't safe to be in Bywater. He said, "They'll kill you out there," referring to the few residents who have continued to defy mandatory evacuation orders and remain in their homes. "They'll kill you. Them old niggers out there, they got guns, boy. They'll step out on the porch and just put a bullet in you. They'll kill you. They'll kill you." He said of the resident, this is Louisiana State Coroner, he said, "The cockroaches come out at night. This is one of the worst places in the country. You shouldn't be here, especially you," he told a female reporter. Dean Nugent, the Louisiana State Coroner's Department, who is a white man, acknowledged he wasn't familiar with the poor black neighborhood, saying he only knew of it by reputation. "Yeah, these half-dead niggers, they'll rise up out of the swamp water. They will. You know they practice that old hoodoo down here. They'll rise up, all covered with slime and scorpions and spiders, and they'll kill you, especially you, little lady. You better get yourself on out of here."
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
In less than 4 years on Bush's watch, we've endured both the worst human attack on our homeland and the worst natural catastrophe in the history of this country. On the surface, Bush has led the most charmed of lives. He rarely, if ever, has been denied something he wants. He lost an election, but still won the presidency. He seems blessed, but behind every victory, Bush has managed to drag failure in his wake, the Peter Principle personified. Even before his presidency, he was bounding up the ladder as the rungs broke beneath him. With so many disasters of biblical proportions surrounding him, competence, the word on the punditry class's lips, seems insufficient to describe the havoc he wreaks. Perhaps there's another C word to be considered when it comes to George W. Bush. Cursed. And sadly, we are cursed too. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel of The Nation. For more, go to www.thenation.com.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard. It's Nature Made.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You'll never find a Rolex watch in a superstore, or for that matter, an Orrick vacuum. That's because you're judged by the company you keep. If you want an amazingly powerful 8-pound Orrick vacuum, visit one of my Orrick stores or call me at 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and I'll send you one to use free for 30 days. It's worth the time, and it won't cost you a dime.
It's time for the ultimate ATV deal at Bombardier ATV's fall clearance event. Get up to 6 times longer warranty coverage than the competition. A full 3 years on Bombardier ATVs, like the most powerful and versatile Outlander. Plus rebates up to $800 on 05 and prior models. Hurry, because this ultimate deal ends September 30th. Find a Bombardier ATV dealer near you at BRP.com. Offer ends 9/30/05. Riders must be at least 16 years old and have taken a training course. See dealer for complete offer details.
feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. A federal judge in San Francisco says it's unconstitutional for public school kids to recite the Pledge of Allegiance because it contains the words "under God." District Judge Lawrence Carlton says he's bound by precedent set by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which ruled in 2002 that it was unconstitutional for the pledge to be recited in public schools. The Supreme Court threw out that case, ruling that atheist Michael Newdow had no standing to bring the legal action. Newdow then brought a second case to the federal court, this time representing unnamed parents and their children. Today's decision sets up another constitutional showdown over the pledge. The Massachusetts legislature rejecting a proposed state constitutional amendment that would have blocked same-sex marriage but legalized civil unions. A joint session of the state House and Senate voted down the issue an overwhelming 157-39 margin. Last year, the lawmakers gave initial approval to the measure after a rowdy session in Boston. State law requires an amendment to be approved by two successive legislatures before it can go before voters. Many legislators who previously voted for the referendum voted against it today. The amendment's co-sponsor says gay marriage has begun and life has not changed for the citizens of the Commonwealth. More than 6,000 same-sex couples have gotten married since Massachusetts' highest court ruled gay marriage is constitutional. Hurricane Ophelia has top winds of 85 miles an hour as it's creeping toward the North Carolina coast. Forecasters now expect the northern side of the storm's eyewall to reach North Carolina's southeast coast. Today, late in the day, tens of thousands in two coastal counties already without power. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has at least 200 workers in North Carolina for their first hurricane since Katrina hit the Gulf Coast. North Carolina's governor warns the storm surges could reach 11 feet, and he says people in the flood-prone areas need to get out. Louisiana's attorney general says he's ready to go after more health care providers in connection with deaths from Hurricane Katrina. The husband and wife owners of a nursing home have been charged with homicide for failing to evacuate 34 elderly patients who died in the Katrina floodwaters. The attorney general's office says all of its investigators have been pulled from other tasks to work in the unit looking into allegations of neglect. A spokeswoman for Attorney General Charles Foti says the investigators looking at other allegations of neglect. An attempt to set up a panel to investigate what went wrong with federal, state, and local governments' response to Katrina has been killed. Establishment of the independent bipartisan panel, patterned after the 9/11 Commission, was proposed by Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, but she couldn't get the two-thirds majority needed. This is Air America Radio News.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Springer.
This is a wake-up call.
On the radio.
A wake-up call to America.
Coming up on the next Springer.
On the radio.
You're sitting in the dumper? Well, get a successful sports team. It worked in Cincinnati. It worked in San Francisco. And hey, it's about to work in Cleveland.
The voice of reason.
Jerry
Springer.
On the radio.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Let's do some phone calls, and in a few minutes we're going to start playing these sound bites for you now that we have provided you with some of the backup stories against which Bush will make his filthy little speech tomorrow, where his handlers will try desperately to paint him as someone who is in charge. This bastard's in charge of nothing except how to put more money in his buddy's pockets. It's just unbelievable. And again, you know, for the people at Newsmax and Free Republic and all these right-wing fire hydrants where the conservatives go to take a leak, you know, all I just have a question for you. You know, it's finally happened. They're taking away the guns of private citizens. Huh? The United States military, in violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, is taking away the guns. Oh, I see. Those are just niggers down in New Orleans who are, you think? Well, that poor little old 90-pound white lady, I don't think she was a Negro. I think she was a Caucasian. You remember that picture? Remember that piece of videotape? Another one of those big lard-ass, whatever the hell they are, FEMA workers or Blackwater thugs busting that old lady against this wall in her house to get a gun that the clip was out of her hand. Remember that, huh? Listen, you right-wingers, how do you like it? They're going to come and bust up your little white-haired grandmammy eventually. That's right. They're going to come and get your grandma. Will that wake you up? Nah, probably not. You right-wingers, you Republicans, you conservatives are so brain-dead. They could come in, like I said, and rape your wife. You'd still, well, George still won't let the queers get married. So go ahead and do him, Rose! God. How did this country produce this kind of ignorance? I don't get it. They're taking your sons and daughters. They're putting them in the Bush meat grinder. They're sending them to Iraq to die for Dick Cheney's oil profits. And you people keep voting for him. And you people slam Cindy Sheehan. And you people look at your television and say, well, I don't understand why they just didn't leave, you know? And besides, it was that mayor. He's one of them high yellow mayors, isn't he, huh? Trying to be white. You people make me sick. You just turned my stomachs. All seven of them. Let's do some phone calls here. All right. I know I keep saying that. All right. Norman is calling from Florida. Norman, welcome to the program.
Mike.
Norman.
Just a week ago, you posed the question, what will it take to remove the Bush crime family?
Yeah.
Republican stranglehold on our country peacefully and legally.
Right.
And that was just a week ago. I called the next night, and I got in finally. I started to give you that answer.
Oh, that's right, Norman. You know, Norman, I caught absolute hell from about five or six people who said I didn't show you courtesy, you know, after giving you 8 or 9 minutes on
the
air.
No, it was my fault because I sidetracked myself with the Henry Hyde story.
Yeah, and I was trying to just make the point that I had to move on. But, man, Norman, you caused me to get my butt kicked. But that's all right. I'm glad you called back in. Now, let me just say something before I continue. For you people that busted my ass about Norman, here he is again, and he's telling you you're full of snot. All right,
yeah,
go ahead, Norman.
I tried to get in, and the next night I couldn't get in.
Right.
But it was Friday, and here I am Tuesday.
Yeah, we got off. You're right. We got off on the Henry Hyde thing.
That's right.
Okay, now, where were we?
I've got the answer. I started almost 3 years ago when I recognized what was going on, and I started a movement, and it's called the Umbrella Movement to Counteract the Right.
And so what now? We'll say that again.
The Umbrella Movement to Counteract the Right.
Okay, I got you.
And the website is therightiswrong.us.
Therightiswrong.us.
Yes.
All right, that's your site?
That's my site, yeah.
Okay. Therightiswrong.us, all right?
Okay. Now, I started this movement almost 3 years ago, and the concept was that the Republicans win because of this infrastructure they've built, and it's a hard concept to sell. But March the 30th, Bill Bradley had an op-ed piece in the New York Times called A Party Inverted.
Right.
And Bill Bradley, as you know, a former president.
I could almost vote for him for president.
Well, I wish I had. He would have won.
Where
Gore lost, but he wrote this, and I'm just going to give me a couple minutes to read the operative paragraphs. And by the way, this.
All right, now Norman, here we go again. How many paragraphs?
Three paragraphs. It'll take less than 2 minutes. Okay.
All right.
I'll take less than more.
When you hear the music, you know we got to.
I'll read fast.
Before
deciding what Democrats should do now, it's important to use what Republicans have done right over many years. When the Goldwater Republicans lost in 1964, they didn't try to become Democrats. They tried to figure out how to make their own ideas more appealing to voters. As part of this effort, they turned to Lewis Powell, then a corporate lawyer, and soon become a member of the United States Supreme Court. In 1971, he wrote a landmark memo for the United States Chamber of Commerce in which he advocated a sweeping, coordinated, and long-term effort to spread conservative ideas on college campuses, in academic journals, and in news media. To further the party's ideological and political goals, Republicans in the 1970s and 1980s built a comprehensive structure based on Powell's blueprint. Visualize that structure as a pyramid. Now, I call it the power of the progressive pyramid. You've probably heard some of this before, but let me run through it again. Big individual donors and large foundations, the Scaife family and the Ilman foundations, for instance, form the base of the pyramid. They finance conservative research centers like the Heritage Foundation, the Cato Institute, and the Intercollegiate Studies Institute, and entities that make up the second level of the pyramid. The ideas of these organizations developed are then pushed up to the third level of the pyramid, the political level. There are strategists like Karl Rove, or Ralph Reed, or Ken Melman, or Grover Norquist take these new ideas, and through polling, focus groups, and careful attention to Democratic attacks, convert them into language that will appeal to the broadest electorate. That language is sometimes in the form of an assault on Democrats and other times in the form of advocacy for a new policy position. The development process can take years And then there's the fourth level of the pyramid, the partisan news media. Mm. Conservative commentators and networks spread these finely honed ideas. At the very top of the pyramid, you'll find the president. Because the pyramid is stable, all you have to do is put a different top on, and it works fine. So even a dunce like George Bush can be elected with this pyramid.
That's
and
right.
What I'm saying is that it won't take no 40 years or even 25 years that you talked about.
Well, I hope you're right, Norman. I hope you're right. But, a friend of mine, Shelley Drobny, who is one of the people who...
I had the article.
Okay, he was the originator of this radio network.
Yes.
And Shelley has told me, and so has his wife, Anita, when they were trying to get financing together to start this network, there wasn't a rich liberal in America who would talk with them. That's the problem. The rich conservatives got to work, Norman, in 1964, and look what they accomplished. Rich liberals in this country make me want to vomit blood.
Well,
these bastards never put their money where their mouths are.
Mike, let me just mention this to you. With this weekend's news that at least 80 well-heeled, and I might add, extremely bright, attractive liberals have pledged to contribute $1 million or more apiece to fund the Democracy Alliance, a network of think tanks and advocacy groups to compete with conservative infrastructure.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need.
Well, if you have a link to that story, Norman, send it to me. Hey, listen, thanks for calling back in.
And by the way, I sent you a letter to your attention September the 10th that will have the complete Bill Bradley article and also...
All right.
My rationale for the umbrella movement to counteract the right.
Okay, one more time, real quick. What's your website?
The website is therightiswrong.us.
.us. Thanks, Norman. Now, for you snotty liberals who didn't like my first conversation with Norman, put that in your smoke and pipe it.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard. It's Nature Made.
This radio commercial is not for everybody. In fact, some members of the eye care community consider the following product controversial. But we believe anyone looking to improve their vision has the right to be informed. We're Vision Improvement Technologies, and our doctors believe that we offer an alternative to stronger eyeglass prescriptions, contacts, and laser surgery. However, our powerful method may not be right for you. We want you to make an informed choice, so we'd like to offer you a free video so you can see our approach and come to your own conclusions. Again, it's not right for everyone, and some people in the optometric community consider our powerful approach very controversial. That's why we're offering a video to the public free of charge. If improving your vision without glasses or surgery would make a difference in your life, this controversial free tape could be just what you're looking for. But we can only offer this free tape if you call right now, 1-800-600-6181. 1-800-600-6181. That's 1-800-600-6181.
This is your Vanguard Insight on managing your retirement funds by ignoring them. With our Target Retirement Fund, you tell us when you want to stop working, and we do the rest. To reduce risk as you get closer to retirement, the fund automatically rebalances your assets. To learn more, connect with Vanguard at 1-888-VANGUARD or vanguard.com.
Mutual funds are subject to risk. Call for a fund prospectus, which includes investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information. Read and consider it carefully before investing. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
No prescription drug coverage? Now there's help. Introducing the Merck Prescription Discount Program. You may be eligible for discounts of 15 to 40% on Merck drugs, regardless of age or income. Call 1-800-50-MERCK to enroll. It's free to join, and there are no membership costs. The new Merck Prescription Discount Program. It's one more way Merck puts patients first. Call 1-800-50-MERCK.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
There ought to be zero tolerance of looting. It's very important for the citizens in all affected areas to take personal responsibility and assume kind of a civic sense of responsibility.
Shut up. 21 past the hour. Back to your phone calls here. Let me see. Mark is calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. This is Mark at JustSayNoToFascism.com.
Yes, it is.
I have 3 bumper stickers, and I wrote the book, Just Say No to Fascism.com.
All right. Always good to hear from you, Mark.
Hey, Mike, you're doing a great job. This headline in the newspapers, Bush takes responsibility, that's another big lie. No, you and your administration don't take responsibility. You read My Pet Goat while my country was under attack. You didn't handle the public trust responsibly when you lied to Congress and the American people about Iraq, trying to get uranium from Africa. You didn't keep your word and fire Karl Rove when he leaked Valerie Plame's identity. You didn't take responsibility when you cut levee funding in New Orleans. After the storm, you were derelict in your duties, and Americans died for days because of it. Legislators aren't taking responsibility when they drag their feet about impeaching the top 3 in your administration for war crimes and violating the public trust. But they're waking up, and we're all waking up. Americans, go make a sign. Go out with it. Hold it up. Get a free bumper sticker. Just say no to fascism.com. These people got me riled up today.
I get that sense from listening to you here, Mark.
I made another sign today. I took it over to a highway overpass.
Yeah.
It says apathy plus indifference plus denial. And then at the bottom of the equation, it says cowardice real big. And I had all kinds of rigs beeping at me and all kinds of thumbs up.
Well, if you're doing that in St. Pete now, or Pinellas County, or Hillsborough County around there, be careful.
Oh yeah. Well, there were about 50 of us on the bridge today. You know, go out with some friends. But there are more and more of us out there, and you'd be surprised. You know, if you watch that idiot box, that television,
yeah,
you'll think, uh-oh, you know, I don't want to go out there and rock the boat. Listen, brother, rock the boat. You got to talk to your coworkers.
I completely agree. I'm just saying, watch your back. We live in a country now where armed mercenaries can order people to evacuate their houses, get out of their homes, whether there's floodwaters around or not, where armed mercenaries can roam the streets and private citizens have their guns confiscated. That's what I mean by be careful, Mark.
You
okay?
know that 300-meter limit for the press to stay away from the Army?
Yeah.
I'm a soldier. I'm an ex-soldier. I was a non-commissioned officer in the United States Army.
Mm-hmm.
That's the range for an M16 rifle, 300 meters. That's basically what they're... And you can shoot straight and true with that rifle up to 300 meters and then some.
Right. Well, they don't use M16s anymore. If you work for an outfit like Blackwater USA, you've got weaponry that makes an M16 look like something left over from the War of Northern Aggression.
We really need to be vigilant with what's going on here with troops, especially these mercenary troops walking the streets of our
city. Oh, man, you got that right.
I mean, whenever I hear anyone trying to defend these things, I just tell them, look, buddy, you need to find out what this country's all about. It doesn't take brains to wave a flag.
You know,
it takes a little bit of effort to read the Constitution and understand what this country's all about.
That's right, Mark. I'm trying to remember the last time mercenaries operated inside the borders of the United States. Of course, it was before it was the United States. If I remember, it was the Hessians that came to, they were hired by the British to come over here and try to kill American revolutionaries. I hope I've got that story right. Right, the Hessians. They were Germans, and they were hired to come over and fight. And now here we go again. We have an occupying power, the Bush administration, that is allowing the presence of armed mercenaries on the streets of New Orleans. New Orleans today, God knows where tomorrow.
Some of these fights were never finished, and that's one of them. The American Revolution. There were loyalists who were hiring these mercenary Hessians to defend the aristocracy against these new rebels who were trying to separate from the monarchy overseas.
Yeah.
And that has manifested in the Federalists, who are carrying, you know, they tried with the second president, Adams. They wanted that king. They didn't want this democratic idea.
Yeah, that's why the Republicans all love John Adams. Anything about Adams, they think he's just, the sun rises and sets.
Oh, they really liked the idea where he could lock somebody up for speaking out against tyranny.
Yeah, how about that?
Jefferson said that dissent is the highest form of patriotism. Teddy Roosevelt, one of our most tough guy Republicans,
yeah,
he said that speaking out against the president is a patriotic duty. As a matter of fact, just following your president, because right or wrong, he's our president.
Yeah.
That is not what
That's insane. Mark, thanks, buddy. We got to go. Thanks a lot. You know, I thought it was Bush that said the dissent. Oh, never mind. When we come back from this break, Bush's Magical Mystery Swamp Tour and warm-up for tomorrow night's big photo op and disaster rally, just like Iraqapalooza, Rummy's Blood Fest celebration of death and destruction. These fascists love to party on the graves of the innocent. Watch for it tomorrow night, and stick around. We're going to play this sound for you when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you purchase my new 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum, you also get a great gift. For everything above the floor, I'll give you my Orrick Super Compact Canister. It's so powerful it'll pick up a bowling ball. Try them free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. After all, why settle for one vacuum? With Orrick, you can get two. 1-800-989-4200.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George W. Bush won re-election with a campaign based on fear. Over and over, he invoked terrorism in 9/11. But when faced with the actual danger of Hurricane Katrina, a threat that could literally be tracked days ahead of time on radar, Bush failed to protect America. It's not like Bush couldn't see it coming. Despite his claim that no one knew levees would break, officials and media had warned about it for years. But Bush chose to ignore those warnings. He chose to appoint an underqualified political crony with a background in horse judging to be the head of FEMA. And he ended up with a mess so bad even Fox News reporters were angrily criticizing the response.
Now it's time to take responsibility. If we want to avoid another Katrina, we need an independent, nonpartisan commission to investigate what went wrong and how to stop it from happening again. Otherwise, we may really have something to fear. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use it directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. My vacuum is not for everyone. Only 9 out of 10 people who try an Orrick buy an Orrick. 9 out of 10. My new Orrick XL upright with the violet blue dirt search cleans faster, lasts longer, and weighs only 8 pounds. Try it free in your home for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it. Call 1-800-989-4200 and shipping and handling is free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HDH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HDH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HDH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. As the Senate holds its hearings with Judge John Roberts, the man who will likely lead a branch of our government for the next 30 years, I've decided to hold a special hearing of my own. To participate, just turn on your radio at the regular time, and you'll be hearing my show. The Franken-Lanfer Committee hearings on the Judiciary Committee hearings on John Roberts. On the next, good Einken.
subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
This can't be true, can it? This photograph is circulating around now from the Reuters photographer of Bush writing a note to Condoleezza Rice during a Security Council meeting at the 2005 World Summit and the 60th General Assembly of the United Nations in New York today, where he's asking for if he can go pee. This can't be a real thing, is it? It's out there. Go to photos.reuters.com, and if you haven't, Jesus Christ, if you haven't already seen this, what is the relationship between Bush and Condoleezza Rice? Oh, my God. We're getting this from all over. Greg, one of our Australian listeners in Tokyo, from people here in the U.S., Pee time for the president. It says the photo by Denver-based Rick Wilking taken over the man's shoulder shows an official identified as Bush scribbling in pencil on a small white piece of paper the words, "I think I may need a bathroom break." Oh, my God. Oh, well. We're someplace in Crazyville. Speaking of Crazyville, how many times do Democratic senators have to ask the same questions of John Roberts at these fake hearings? Huh? Isn't doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome one of the signs of insanity? If it is, wouldn't you think that Feinstein and Biden and Kennedy are either crazy or wasting their time? Who else? I think even, was it Russ Feingold? I don't know. You know, I haven't been watching a lot of television, but this is what people have been telling me. These Democratic senators knew from the outset that John Roberts wasn't going to say squat about anything. So why not just, instead of the speechifying Democratic senators, why not say something to the effect, very short, you know, brevity being the soul of wit, and this whole thing is a damn joke on America, why not just say, "Mr. Roberts, do you support the right of privacy?" And then let him answer, "Mr. Roberts, the Constitution right of privacy, do you support a woman's right to elect to end a pregnancy if she chooses to? Mr. Roberts, do you think affirmative action is legitimate in today's America?" But no, they sit up there. I'm so sick of Democrats, I could just scream. All right, I'm not going to do it again. All right, let's do some sound bites here. Here's President Weekend Stupid speaking to reporters after touring New Orleans Monday. He's perched. Maybe you saw those photographs. You know, they talk about what's his name? The governor of Massachusetts who wanted to be president. What was his name? Riding around in the tank. Dukakis, remember that? So there's Bush perched atop his military vehicle. He was kind of peeved at the reporters. I guess he's kind of pissed and tired of waiting for Rove to tell him exactly what to do. On Monday was, anyway. Now Rove has responded and said, "Don't worry, Booby, I'll have you in front of all the cameras on Thursday night." Plus, driving, you know, spending time driving around inside a contaminated city isn't exactly George W. Bush's idea of fun. Reporter says, "Mr. President, does the federal government need the authority to come in earlier or even in advance of a storm that's threatening? Do you recommend that Congress consider allowing the federal government to act more quickly?" Now, remember, we already gave you this story in the first hour. Bush is now asking for more power.
"I think it's very important for Congress to take a good close look at what went on, what didn't go on.
What?
To come up with a series of recommendations. And my attitude is that we need to learn everything we possibly can. We need to make sure that this country is knitted up as well as it can be in order to deal with significant problems and disasters. But meantime, we got to keep moving forward. And I know there's been a lot of second guessing. I can assure you I'm not interested in that. What I'm interested in is solving problems.
Yeah?
And there will be time to take a step back and to take a sober look.
Yeah?
Of what went right, what didn't go right.
Take a sober look? You damn drunk? What are you saying there, huh? Meanwhile, he says, we got to keep moving forward, as in get me back on that Humvee and out of this swamp now. He says, I'm interested in solving problems. Really? You're the one that creates them. There'll be a time to take a step back, to take a sober look. Not today, right, Georgie? Pass the dude a cold Lone Star. It's hotter than hell down there in Nawlins. So another reporter asked about the juggling act he's forced to play with all the disasters he's created. The reporter says, well, what is needed to get this area back on its feet had any impact on the timing of troop withdrawals in Iraq? Now, in the first place, what troop withdrawals? Oh, stop. But this reporter felt the need to do for Bush what Monica did for Clinton, and the reporter has no shame, so the reporter decided to do it right out there in public. Here's Bush's answer.
In Iraq? No, we got plenty of troops to do both. And let me just talk about that again. I've answered this question before, and you can speak to General Honoré if you care to. He's the military man on the ground. It is preposterous to claim that the engagement in Iraq meant there weren't enough troops here. Just pure and simple.
Yeah.
The troop levels in Iraq will be decided by commanders on the ground.
Yeah.
One, our mission is to defeat the terrorists. It's to win.
Ah, so the new mission is to win. Thank God, because his old mission, which was to kill civilians, loot their natural resources, incite a holy civil war, and get our asses kicked, you know, that old mission really sucked. So the new one is to win. It's preposterous to claim that the engagement in Iraq meant there weren't enough troops there, just pure and simple. Well, hell, anyone could see that things in New Orleans and in Mississippi and Alabama using the National Guard are just fine and dandy. Now Bush really gets stuffed with a reporter who asked about his sinking poll numbers and horrible decision, excuse me, and the horrible decision to underfund FEMA and bury it in the Department of Homeland Security. This reporter probably had the dry heaves after asking this one. Mr. President, there is a belief. Don't you like that? Huh? That passive kind of... Mr. President, there's a belief that we've been hearing for 2 weeks now on the ground that FEMA let the people here on the ground down. There is a belief. And perhaps in turn, if you look at the evidence of what it's done to your popularity, FEMA let you down. Don't you love that? Do you think that your management style of sort of relying on the advice that you got in this particular scenario let you down?
Look, there'll be plenty of time to play the blame game. That's what you're trying to do.
No, I'm trying.
You're trying to say somebody is at fault.
And ooh. Look,
and I want to know. I want to know exactly what went on and how it went on.
Uh-huh.
And we'll continually assess inside my administration. I sent Mike Chertoff down here to make an assessment of how best to do the job. He made a decision. I accepted his decision. But we're moving on. We're going to solve these problems.
Yeah, you're a problem solver, aren't you there, Georgie? Huh? What'd he say? Look, there'll be plenty of time to play the blame game. And to get back to my golf game in Crawford, so rudely interrupted by this dumbass Hurricane Catalina, or whatever. And isn't it great, when the guy asked a question, albeit a sucky question, Bush says, you're trying to say somebody's at fault. Well, no, that's just crazy to think somebody's at fault, right? No one could have predicted this. Can't be my fault. Like Rush Limbaugh says, I live in Washington, not in New Orleans. How could it be my fault? And this bit about I sent Mike Chertoff down here. Oh, that turned out so well, didn't it, huh? Well, that was a stroke of bloody genius, wasn't it, George? How much more? America, huh? How much more? Now, this reporter is just plain asking for it. He says, did your advisors misinform you when you said that no one anticipated the breach of the levees? The answer just slays me. 2 weeks after the worst natural disaster in American history, and Dim Sun still doesn't know how bad it was, and is still talking about how he thought the coast dodged a bullet. His wife doesn't even know the name of the storm. His FEMA director still doesn't know New Orleans residents were told to go to the convention center. And he still sounds like a nonchalant, incompetent half-wit talking about how relaxed everyone was after the storm hit. Jesus H. Christ, relaxed?
When that storm came by, a lot of people said we dodged a bullet. When that storm came through at first, people said, whew, there's a sense of relaxation, and that's what I was referring to. And I myself thought we had dodged a bullet. You know why? Because I was listening to people, probably over the airways, say, the bullet has been dodged.
Like Limbaugh?
And that was what I was referring to. Of course, there were plans in case the levee had been breached.
Really?
There was a sense of relaxation at the moment, a critical moment.
The sense of relaxation! Hey, all you bloated corpses! All you evacuees, all you dead people, did you have your relaxing moment as the swamp water came up in your rest home, your nursing home, and choked you to death? Was that your relaxing moment? Hey, all you starving, dehydrated people that scooped up your children and went to the New Orleans football dome, did you have your relaxing moment there? This man, this George Bush, makes Marie Antoinette look like a pauper, doesn't he?
Now the mayor's been reduced to crying. I guess Bush said niggas been used to dying. He said, I know it looks bad, just have to wait. Forgetting folks are too broke to evacuate. Niggas starving and they dying of thirst. I really had to go and check on them refineries first. Making a killing off the price of gas. He would have been up in Connecticut twice as fast. After all that we've been through, nothing's changed. You can call Red Cross with the back for pain. Said, George Bush don't like me. George Bush don't like black. George Bush don't like black. Come down, George. Come on, come down.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Oric XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Oric XL.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I want to send you a free tape about my proven system that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Call 1-800-600-8774 and get your life back. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich. Very rich. Call 1-800-600-8774 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Again, that's 1-800-600-8774.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time, because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Is certainly different from what it was on September the 10th, but I find the mood of the country to be incredibly refreshing.
So, President Weak and Stupid left New Orleans on his little amphibian tour and went to the 28th Street Elementary School in Gulfport, Mississippi. And he started speaking to reporters again over there. Now listen to Bush talk about how great things are now for the poor, displaced, soggy little brown people. Like his mommy says, they're probably much better off as displaced, homeless people than they were living in the poverty her husband and her son helped create. But listen yet again to the incredible disconnect that Bush has for his fellow American citizens. Remember, he claims to be a Christian. Remember what Christ said. This above all else, love your neighbor as you would love yourself. I hope you Red Staters hear how little he really cares. It's like he's talking about a foreign country, not a city in his country, a foreign country. He refers to it as this country.
This country is beginning to rebuild, and lives are starting over. There's a remarkable spirit all across this affected zone. There's a can-do attitude, and people are coming together and slowly but surely putting their lives back together.
Oh, yeah?
The governor was telling me about the electricity. And,
yeah.
And the mayor's got a positive attitude. I remember when I was down here last time, they were talking about gasoline.
Yeah.
You know, the gasoline station up and running.
Right.
So, progress is being made.
Yeah.
I look forward to working with the congressional delegation, seeing people from Mississippi and the two senators, of course, and the governor to address the problems.
Yeah?
We are problem solvers.
Oh, you're problem solvers. Affected zone? Well, no, you're in the state of Mississippi, you dumbass, where unfortunately you are the president. He says there's a can-do attitude. People are coming together slowly but surely, putting their lives back together. How so exactly? It's been a couple of weeks and some of these people are still being, their corpses are still being pulled out of wrecked homes. What are you talking about? And the ones who are alive, George, are homeless, you elitist freak. And then he says, yeah, the governor was telling me about the electricity. Yeah? telling you about the lecture? Did he tell you about the robins? Did he tell you about the stones? Did you tell you about how Cheney diverted needed emergency workers from restoring power to two hospitals, you murderer? And using manpower to rebuild a gasoline pumping station, you freaks! Oh, and the mayor has got a positive attitude. Well, that's good. What mayor? You're in Mississippi, dumbass. You're not in New Orleans, dumbass. You're in Mississippi.
Mayor's got a positive attitude. Woo! I saw a gasoline station up and running.
Really? That's really good, George.
So progress is being made.
Hey, if the gas is moving, then everything's hunky-dory, right? After all, you are a problem solver. Finally, reporter starts to ask him before being cut off,
with all your focus on foreign policy the next couple of days, what have you put in place to keep your...
I can do more than one thing at one time. That's what I hope you're going to be. By the time I'm finished president, I hope you'll realize that the government can do more than one thing at one time, and individuals in the government can.
Absolutely.
So I'll be in constant touch with... I have a hurricane recovery briefing every morning, for example.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be in touch with Mike Chertoff.
Yeah.
And so whether if I'm focusing on the hurricane, I've got capacity to focus on foreign policy.
I'm bi-handed. I'm double lingual. I can do more than one thing at a time unless it's chewing a pretzel while riding my bike. What did he say? I hope. And then he says, by the time I'm finished president, you dumbass, I'll be in touch with Mike Chertoff. This is supposed to be a good thing? He's going to be in touch with Chertoff? Oh, that's good? We now know what a great job he's doing, right? Turns out, George, I guess nobody's told you, because they might go have the dry heaves. It wasn't Brownie that created the horror. It was Chertoff. So you're going to keep in touch with him, huh? Oh, God help us if there's another terrorist attack. You know what? Let me tell you something, Mr. and Mrs. Radio Talk Show Liberal Consumer. This country is on the verge of going right down the toilet. And you know who's taking copious notes on all this? The terrorists. They're watching. They know that the leadership in this country doesn't give a damn. And what do you think they're going to do with that information?
America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies.
Hey, stay together!
Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin has proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes.
No cell phones in hiking.
Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Larry King here to tell you about a delicious new way to get more from your vitamin C. New Ester C Soft Chews. The advanced protection of Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites, in a soft chew you're going to love. With a great orange taste. I have to remind myself they're good for me. So do what I do. Get delicious new Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester C Soft Chews at Walgreens, The Vitamin Shoppe, and drugstore.com.
It's time for the ultimate ATV deal at Bombardier ATV's fall clearance event. Get up to 6 times longer warranty coverage than the competition. A full 3 years on Bombardier ATVs, like the most powerful and versatile Outlander. Plus rebates up to $800 on 05 and prior models. Hurry, because this ultimate deal ends September 30th. Find a Bombardier ATV dealer near you at BRP.com. Offer ends 9/30/05. Riders must be at least 16 years old and have taken a training course. See dealer for complete offer details.
When you're weary,
in times of trouble,
feeling small,
in times of crisis, the American Red Cross is there, providing shelter, a warm meal, a helping hand. Victims of disasters need your help.
Like a bridge over trouble.
Donate online at www.redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW to help victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Sustained hurricane force winds from Ophelia have reached coastal North Carolina. There have been reported gusts of 92 miles an hour. More than 78,000 people are without power. And Governor Mike Easley had a message for some of the old-timers who live on the North Carolina coast.
If you got flooded in Isabel or Alex, it is very likely you're going to get flooded in this storm as well. But the flooding would be expected at this point to be worse than it was then.
Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco promises to rebuild her state, which was ravaged by Hurricane Katrina. She spoke to the state legislature Wednesday night, saying the state's spirit remains intact, and Blanco thanked the world for support.
I offer our profound thanks to all the people and communities all around this world who have opened your homes, your hospitals, your classrooms, your wallets, and your hearts to our people.
Blanco said Katrina was the nation's worst natural disaster, ripping apart families and destroying entire communities, and she thanked President Bush and Congress for their efforts in helping the state recover from the powerful storm. Wednesday was a very deadly day in Iraq. At least 131 people were killed in 2 separate incidents, including 114 by a car bomb in Baghdad. The bomb struck near a group of day laborers looking for work in a largely Shiite neighborhood. The explosion also wounded 156 others. Delta and Northwest Airlines have declared bankruptcy. The air carriers filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection after days of widespread speculation on plummeting stock prices. Northwest recently announced an inability to pay several multi-million dollar payments. They included a $65 million payment to the company's pension fund. An effort to get the phrase "under God" out of the Pledge of Allegiance has cleared a legal hurdle. A federal judge refused to throw out a California atheist's case to remove that phrase. The decision allows that case to continue to higher courts. Last night, President Bush told attendees to a Washington, D.C. dinner celebrating 350 years of Jewish life in America that the United States will continue its support for Israel. Bush praised Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon as courageous, and he told the crowd that the U.S. will fight against anti-Semitism wherever it exists.
When we find anti-Semitism at home, we will confront it. When we find anti-Semitism abroad, we will condemn it. And we condemn the desecration of synagogues in Gaza that followed Israel's withdrawal.
He also praised people in Houston, Texas, for helping the 10,000 Jewish evacuees from the hurricane. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of 3 beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBizFix.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBizFix.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBizFix.com.
Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com. Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about homebiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to homebiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package, shipping not included. That's homebiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Ring of Fire.
There's a brand new love affair going on between our appointed president and a corporate media that's showing less character and less courage than we have seen in decades. You want to hear stories that sound like real news, relevant news? Join Bobby Kennedy and me, Mike Papantonio, and we'll bring you those stories while the rest of corporate media is asleep at the wheel. Every weekend on Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire on Air America Radio.
Ritter newspapers are reporting this. The federal official with the power to mobilize a massive federal response to Hurricane Katrina was Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, not the former FEMA chief Michael Brown, who was relieved of his duties and resigned earlier this year. That's according to federal documents reviewed by Knight Ritter newspapers. Even before the storm struck, Chertoff could have ordered federal agencies into action without any request from state or local officials. FEMA Chief Michael Brown had only limited authority to do so until about 36 hours after the storm hit, when Chertoff designated him as the, quote, principal federal official, end quote, in charge of the storm. And the Knight Ritter says, as thousands of hurricane victims went without food, water, and shelter in the days after Katrina's early morning August 29 landfall, critics went after Brown for being responsible for the delays that might have cost hundreds of lives. But Chertoff, not Brown, was in charge of managing the national response to a catastrophic disaster, according to the National Response Plan, the federal government's blueprint for how agencies will handle major natural disasters or terrorist incidents. But according to a memo obtained by Knight Ritter, Chertoff didn't shift that power to Brown until late afternoon or evening on August 30th, about 36 hours after Katrina hit. That same memo suggests that Chertoff may have been confused. Son of a bitch. Can you believe this? Now, what, is Chertoff going to resign?
What's his nickname? We had Brownie. What's Chertoff's? Cherty? Offy? Turfy? Is Bush? Bush said to Monday, Tuesday. Oh yeah, Mike. I'm sending Michael Chertoff down to do what? Chertoff was the one who got on television and said to Tim Russert that he didn't know people were in the convention center or, I believe, the Superdome. And that he saw a headline that said New Orleans had dodged a bullet. Hey, you right-wing candy asses, let me ask you something, okay? Your boy, Bush, this giggling killer who doesn't have the experience to drill a hole in the ground and find oil, and Chertoff, who obviously is a totally incompetent freak. These are the people who are to be in charge when the next terrorist attack comes, boys. Don't you right-wingers, don't you Republicans get it yet? What's it going to take? What in the hell is it going to take? What do you want to do? Do you want anarchy? Do you want a posse comitatus negated the same way Davis Bacon has been negated? What do you right-wingers want? What the hell do you want? You don't want America. All of you hate this country. Every one of you Republican right-wing pissants, you hate this country. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of having to deal with you. I'm sick of your stench. I'm sick of the people you send to the Senate and the House. I'm sick of the way you have rigged and jiggered the elections. I'm sick of you people. What the hell do you want out of me and my country? What do you want? For Christ's sake, tell us and we'll give it to you just to get rid of you. Chertoff said he saw a headline that said New Orleans dodged a bullet. A headline. People at the Superdome chanting, at the convention center in the Superdome chanting, help, help, help. And he says he didn't know anything about it. What's it going to take, you right-wingers? You cowardly little bullies. What's it going to take, huh? Do they have to send your white family into a tailspin before you get it, huh? Yeah, you know, no big deal. No big deal. Those are all niggers, right? Those are all just brown people. You know, why didn't those people evacuate? What the hell is wrong? Boy, you know, stupid Negroes, right? Right? And have you heard the reports about what they did inside the Superdome? Boy, they really trashed that football altar to the football gods, right? Huh? But did you also hear about 15 or 16 people died in there? You right-wing pissants. Let's take you, white man, and your wife, and your children, and your grandmammy, and your auntie, and your dog, and your photographs, and your country club membership card, and let's stick you in there. Let's put you in the Superdome. No food, no water, no toilets, 110-degree heat, sludge and slop and feces and corpses. What you going to do, white man? What you going to do then, Republican? Huh? Is that Bill Clinton's fault, too? You hopeless thugs. Is that what do you want out of me and normal people in this country? What do you want Democrats to do? What do you want liberals? What do you want real Christians to do? What do you want real Americans to do? Huh? You filthy slime. What do you want? What do you want from us? It just goes on and on. You got your pig in the White House, and you got your pig sitting up there in the Supreme Court, several of them, and you got pigs in all these the leadership positions in the House and the Senate. and they're destroying my country. It's not your country, you son of a bitch. You didn't do anything to earn it. It's my country. It's a normal person's country. It's a Democrat's country. It's a liberal's country. You've done nothing, nothing, you self-satisfied freak. Let's put you and your wife and your child in the Superdome and lock the door, along with 30,000 of your ilk, and let you rot inside there, huh? Let's do that. Would you like that, Mr. Conservative, you useless lump of DNA? Is that what you want? You've done nothing for this country. You've never fought for this country. You've never worked for this country. You've never believed in this country. I'm sick of you people. Sick of you. How you can continue to work up a defense to your pig spokesman, Rush Limbaugh, and your piglet spokesman, Sean Hannity, a defense of this criminal administration, and you people sit back on your haunches, figuring out how to pad your expense accounts and cheat on your taxes, you un-American pigs. You've done nothing for this country. Nothing. Nothing. You don't deserve to be here. And I wish to hell I had the power to toss you out. You're destroying this country. You're like maggots. Every single one of you conservatives, every single one of you right-wingers, I don't care if you're a fiscal conservative or a religious conservative, you're contemptible. Just day after day, story after story, it just keeps coming, and it's been coming. For 3, 4, 5 years, the rich get more and more and more, and the working class takes it in the ass, takes it in the back, takes it in the face, takes it in the wallet, takes it when they can't get medical care for their child, on and on and on, 45 million people without simple, basic health care, because you greedy right-wing bastards want everything, and you suck up everything, and you eat everything. Play some music. I'm so pissed off. Play some music.
How long? If it was up to you, when you think about the money spent on defense.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-992-5736. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736.
Your Day Screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Can you stand anymore? 21 past the hour. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Bush's Secretary of Education, Margaret Spellings, is going to ask Congress to waive a federal law that bans educational segregation for homeless children. And it's against the law. The Bush administration, these filthy pigs, is arguing, along with states like Utah and Texas, that providing schooling for evacuees, who in this case are likened to homeless children, will be disruptive to public school systems. So they want to have some sound legal backing for creating separate educational facilities for the 372,000 school children displaced by Hurricane Katrina. Jesus, God. 40 years ago, the United States Supreme Court ruled in Brown versus Board of Education that separate but equal was unconstitutional. And now the Bush administration is saying, come on now, come on. All kidding aside, we don't want to pay prevailing wages when the reconstruction process begins. We don't want to educate the little evacuee children with our good little children. We don't want to maintain these stupid-ass environmental laws. Come on, let us suspend a few of these, okay? Well, what do you think? What do you think? Food conglomerate Tyson Foods has been sued by the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights on behalf of workers at Tyson Foods Ashland, Alabama chicken processing plant for maintaining a whites-only break room and restroom. From the press release, a lawsuit filed today alleges that Tyson Foods is responsible for maintaining a segregated bathroom and break room reminiscent of the Jim Crow era in its Ashland, Alabama chicken processing plant. 12 African-American employees filed a complaint in the United States District Court for the Northern District of Alabama, alleging that a whites-only sign and a padlock denied them access to a bathroom in the Ashland, Alabama Tyson Foods plant. The complaint states that numerous white employees had keys to the bathroom that were not provided to African-American workers. The African-American employees' complaint also alleges that after they had complained about the segregated bathroom, the plant manager told them that the bathroom had been locked because they, the African-American employees, were dirty. And then said, well, we're just going to close the break room then. According to the complaint, the same white employees who had keys to the whites-only bathroom formed their own private break room using Tyson materials to construct the furniture. Initially, a locked door segregated the private break room. To the present day, locked cabinets and a locked refrigerator maintain a private break room. Eh? What about that? We don't want those little Negro children in our schools. We don't want those Negro chicken processors peeing in our toilets. This is the age of Bush. Henry Adams, one of the plaintiffs in the case, said, when I was young, my mother used to tell me stories about segregated bathrooms. I never thought that her reality of 71 years ago would become my reality today. Tyson Foods. Now, tomorrow morning, I want all you right-wing pigs to rush out and stock up on Tyson chicken, because normal people in this country are going to begin a boycott. In the first place, anybody who buys Tyson chicken has to be crazy. Do you know what those chickens are fed? Poison. Pure poison. Sue me, Tyson! Go ahead! Pure poison! And then you eat it. And it gets into your vital organs, in your bloodstream, in your brains, and your child's bodies. Nobody should be eating that kind of filth and poison anyway. But for the workers who work there, if you're black, get back. You got a pee, tie a knot in it. Go outside. Run up the street. If you're white, come on in here and take your dump. We don't allow Negroes in here. Come on in. Come on in. Hey, how you doing? Smell good in here? That's white caca. So everything's cool.
We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you hit the sand? These songs of freedom is all I ever had. Redemption song.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, be anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
It's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Never, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-992-5736. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Randy Rose.
What they're looking to do on the Republican side of the aisle is to blame the mayor and to blame the governor and to blame just about everybody who was fighting for this money. And so the people who are in charge now are being punished by the Bush administration, and the people that they serve are being punished by the Bush administration because they're the wrong kind of person. And I think we all know that that is so.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. And then the final insult here. I guess we'll get to the John Roberts stuff tomorrow, Kathy. I want to get some phone calls. Here's the final indignity. The finally kick in the privates by George Bush to the American public as he welcomes this fake half-assed president of Iraq, Talabani. Don't you love that name? Bush welcomes, quote, president, close quote, Talabani of Iraq to the White House yesterday. Here's the overblown, overhyped, half-witted, insincere, alleged admission of responsibility. If, maybe, perhaps, possibly, I don't know, what do you think, the federal government didn't do its job? Reporter asked the obvious. Mr. President, given what happened with Katrina, shouldn't America be concerned if their government isn't prepared to respond to another disaster or even a terrorist attack?
Katrina exposed serious problems in our response capability at all levels of government. And to the extent that the federal government didn't fully do its job right, I take responsibility.
Mr. President, a follow-up. That's not what I asked you. Sorry, sir. What I asked you was, shouldn't Americans be concerned if their government isn't prepared to respond to another disaster or even a terrorist attack? Huh? Sir? And at that point, the reporter gets shot dead. The funniest part of the story is that part of the absolute URL for the story, for the CNN story, was Hell Freezes Over. It was CNN.com. Blah, 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 hell freezes over. And to the extent that the federal government, no! To the extent that you didn't do your job. The federal government, oh, yeah, that's right. That's that thing that Grover Norquist wanted to reduce to the size where it would fit into a bathtub so he could put it in and drown it. Is that what you're talking about, George? Oh, Jesus. All right. Philip is calling from San Diego. Philip, thank you for holding on. And Philip's gone. How did that happen? Are the phones screwed up? That guy was holding on for 2 hours and 28 minutes. All right. Let's try Jerky, our correspondent at large, who's calling in from somewhere out there in the Twilight Zone. Hey, Jerky.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'll be better after I have a couple of drinks.
I know it's a ridiculous question at this point in history. How you doing? Bad couple of weeks we've just been through, I think. You know, it's been said that every civilization, no matter how advanced, is only three meals away from anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
What? You've heard that one?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I've got a mouthful of coffee here. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry. I think we were given proof positive of that in New Orleans 2 weeks ago when we're going to have to start coming up with new words, I think, to describe the level of cluelessness, incompetence, malevolence, and neglect that were displayed by the Bush administration. You know, it's like the Keystone Cops meets the Gestapo.
Yeah, language, the language that we normally use does not work in trying to describe these people.
Yeah, tragicomic, I thought maybe might be a word that could be used, but even that doesn't work. You know, maybe like catastrophe-farcical or apocalyptarded or something like that might work.
The apocalyptarded, that's a good one.
But, you know, watching it all unfold on the TV, on all the cable news channels, I couldn't help but think, like, I think back to, like, the Tuskegee,
experiments,
you know,
yeah.
The experiments and other things of that nature, like experiments on prisoners and stuff that happened and in mental hospitals during the MKUltra days, which sounds crazy, but actually did happen according to the Senate Church Committee. And think, like, the delay was so ridiculously long. 4 days before, you know, people left to rot and starve and drown and die of thirst, old people, babies, infants, you know, to the point where even Fox News personalities were freaking out, those who were on the scene, who could get there apparently with no problem while the emergency, you know, service people like, I guess, the National Guard and the FEMA troops and all that couldn't somehow find their way to the same spots that Anderson Cooper and Geraldo Rivera and Shepard Smith could get to.
Yeah, wasn't that amazing?
Yeah. And they just watched for days as it got worse and worse, to the point where even on Fox, they, for a couple of glorious days, even on Fox, they weren't lying. They weren't covering Bush's butt. You know, I don't even know what to say about what's going on. How many people? There's 200,000 dislocatees or evacuees or whatever they're calling them now. 50 of them have died in Houston alone.
In the last few days.
50 people have died, you know, and they're trying to make it sound like a good news story that only about 500 so far have been recovered from New Orleans streets, left to be eaten by dogs, you know. That's supposed to be a good news story because, oh, they said it might be 10,000. It's amazing. It's been 5 years of steadily escalating lunacy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like we're being ready for something or tested by God, or I don't know what to think anymore.
I don't either.
Well, I just wanted to...
Just when you think that these pigs can't get any worse, they get worse.
Hey, did you happen to come across a story that was written by two EMS workers, Larry Bradshaw and Lori Beth Slonsky, who were in New Orleans?
Yes, yes.
You read that?
I read that.
Is that the most incredible thing you've ever read?
It's shocking. It was too long for me to read on the air, but it was just shocking.
It's a combination of martial law and pure sadism. Like, it's worse than martial law. It's you just sit in your own filth and starve and stay there and shut up and die.
Yeah, and this is being perpetrated by Americans against Americans. You know, I made a very naive, half-witted, dumbass statement a couple of weeks ago where I was considering the fact that American soldiers would not fire on American citizens, kind of like the students at Tiananmen Square thought about the People's Liberation Army, that when the troops showed up to clear Tiananmen Square, that it wouldn't be done with violence. And then several hundred or several thousand of these naive Chinese young people were butchered. And I'm beginning to realize just how naive and stupid my statement was. There's a thing, Jerky, that is loose in this country. Call it a virus, call it a disease, call it whatever you want. But I'll tell you what, given the right circumstances, these right-wing pigs, I don't care who they are, will open fire on anybody. anybody. They've opened fire on their own mothers.
Absolutely. The dehumanization process has been underway for a long time.
It's incredible.
Started with Reagan, maybe a little before. It's a conservative revolution. You know, what did Henry Kissinger had a word for people who weren't in his class, and it was actually it was a compound word, useless eaters.
Useless eaters,
Useless eaters. That's what he could, you know, that's what the elite think of us rabble, you know. We're superfluous masses. We're like you said earlier today in your show, you said we're in the way of their perfect society, of their prophets. We're in the way of their little utopian construct, their little neoconservative, you know, free market idealization of how the universe works, which is complete and utter crap. It's never worked. Even Reagan knew it didn't work, and that's why he fired all his self-declared neoconservative, or they were calling themselves neoliberal at the time, all the economists in 82, he fired them all. And now they're back and they're running our foreign policy.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Jerky, we're coming up on a break.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
You know
always.
What really stunned me? I got back from that quick trip to Minneapolis, and I had an email from somebody that said when the guys were substituting for me the other night and they had Jesse Ventura on, and Ventura said he's going to leave the country, he's had enough. Was that true, Kathy? I saw that in an email. Jesse Ventura, former governor of Minnesota, Navy SEAL, professional wrestler, one of the founders, I believe, of Operation Truth. He said he's had enough. He's leaving. Wow.
You wish I was.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down.
Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to speculate in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energies and specifically unleaded gasoline. Refineries are running near capacity. Asian demand, most especially China, is presenting increased pressure on worldwide supplies. The Middle East continues to be a hotbed of uncertainty. Learn how to position yourself in these exciting markets right now. Discover your investment options for the future. Call Barclay Financial for a free special market report on energies, and as a bonus, we'll send you a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 800-774-7007. That's 800-774-7007. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to our crew of radio experts again tonight. Program in New York, engineered in New York by Colin Tipton and Justin Yuen. And our associate producer up there, David Pizikas. Thank you, guys. And our usual crew out in the boondocks, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall in non-New York City, New York, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Kathy Bay, of course, our executive producer. We will cover some of the Roberts hearings tomorrow. We some of the statements made and the responses from him are just funny as hell. They're not intended to be funny. I don't know which is worse, Bush asking Condoleezza Rice if he can go tinkle, or the fact that that's what he's focused on during the annual UN meeting.
Hurry up, Kofi. I had too much Lone Star at lunch. I got pee. Condi, can I go pee? Is it violating something?
Judy in Colorado says that Jesse Ventura said he was leaving the country for an undisclosed location to go on, his word, an adventure. He refused to say where he was going, but he did say he wasn't giving up his U.S. citizenship. Thanks, Judy. And by the way, I've gotten an awful lot of compliments, including Judy's email here, about the guys that substituted for me Monday night and Tuesday night. Robin is calling from West Virginia. Boy, you've been holding on since God was a teenager, right?
I got some serious ear sweat going, Mike.
I'll bet you do. I bet it's just rolling out of your ear hole.
Good to talk to you. You mentioned something earlier this evening, Mike, about when you were talking with Sheldon and Mrs. Drobny.
Mm-hmm.
And liberals not spending their money.
Right.
That's a problem. It's a real problem.
It is.
But the fact of the matter is, we have a bigger problem with liberals sitting still for people who pass themselves off and are frequently pilloried as liberal Democrats.
Yeah.
Who won't bother to be them.
Yeah.
I got a congressman here in West Virginia.
Yeah.
fellow by the name of Nick Rahal. I like him. He's a nice guy. I've, you know, shared a hot dog with him at Democratic functions, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Now, bear in mind, we're talking about West Virginia, Mike, not California.
Right.
Now, two or three times tonight on your top of the hour news, your announcer has given some coverage to this Pledge of Allegiance thingy.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Back in the news again?
Oh, yeah.
Because usually during our newscasts, I run across the hall and use the bathroom. I have to be honest.
Well, you know, you don't get to play Stairway to Heaven. You're not a DJ.
That's right. That's right.
So out in California, Michael Newdow brought two or three people who objected to the Pledge of Allegiance. Yada yada yada. Here's that issue again.
Right.
And the court struck it down. Struck down the Pledge of Allegiance and got the God part of it again. Right. And my congressman, in a safe district in West Virginia,
right,
issued a press release today.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have two or three paragraphs, but I do have two or three words.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to do it in the accent it should have been done in, Mike.
All right, do that.
It teaches children at a young age in terms they can understand about the values which our country was founded on. Sit down, Mike. Christianity, liberty, and justice for all. Now, I don't mean to be mean, and I'm not going to play any kind of card or anything, but I can tell you the last time this man ran for office, he was vilified by the Christian right as Nick Al Beckley.
Oh, goodness.
Nick Al Rahal, because he went over and tried to stop a stupid war.
Yeah, that was the kind of Islamic twist they gave to his name, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that's real brilliant.
And this guy is pandering to the same people that have slurred him.
Well, he's
sitting all over every progressive in this state, of which there are, you know, at least two or three.
But you understand, and I'm sure you share to some degree, my contempt for Democrats, because they will do this. What he's afraid of is that if he doesn't take a stand about this damn stupid half-witted pledge crap, that they will run.
He's going to be soft on pledging.
There you go. He's soft on pledging. He hates God. He hates the flag. He hates America. And they'll put a Republican in there to run against him. And the proles.
But the dude's already there.
But they'll get somebody to vote again. They'll get somebody to, they'll start a recall. They'll make sure he doesn't get reelected. This is America, 2005, Robin.
Oh, God. No, it's not. It's America 1607.
Well, that too. That,
I mean,
too.
The tradition of this country was founded on Christianity, liberty, and justice for all.
Yeah, you didn't know that, did you?
I must have smoked the Christianity part. The last time I rolled up something inside the Declaration of Independence.
You must have done it. You must, because you obviously missed it. Christianity, liberty, and justice for all. It's right there, Robin. You just have to look a little more diligently, and it will leap off the parchment.
If the moon was a little closer to full, I'd run naked in the moonlight. I mean, it just makes you want to howl at something.
Robin, we're out of time.
Take care, Mike.
Thanks for checking in, Bell. I appreciate it. Robin is a radio dude in West Virginia. Always good to hear from him. Oh, man. Kathy, break out the buttermilk. This is... Jeez. All right, folks. I'll see you tomorrow night, all right? Thanks for participating. Even you little right-wing snakes who lurk around the program. I love having you out there. It's just nice to know that you're there. I'll see you tomorrow night, normal folks. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't,
the kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll all be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug Free America.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HDH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on